hopefully enough for everybody. The copies of the photocopy machine at Staples was not that good.
Are these for the next one? Are you sure?
These are... It could be. Oh, you already got one? We'll see how fast and how far it goes. Yeah. We are... We'll go through it and we'll do it. I want to, first of all, thank the heads of the Chabur, as I understand it, are Rabbi Aberstein and Rabbi Dr. Weintraub, and I want to thank them for inviting me. The way that I'm viewing it is that we'll try a few shiurim, we'll see if it fits what it is. I know that we have a pretty, I mean it seriously, august group of people who are Talmidei Chachamim. We'll see if this is useful. If it's useful, fine. If not, we'll find some other useful vehicle, and then I will, if I can participate, I'd be more than honored to, and I appreciate it. We're also going to dedicate the learning day to Refuah Shleima from my mother, who's ill in Eretz Yisrael, Aviva Bas Pircha. How she got the name Pircha, I don't know. But let's start.
So no Pirchas on the show.
Yeah, so no, please. So we'll do is, we'll, since we're not on a hard time, I'll try to keep it short, but the hard time, we'll take just any questions, and we'll see where it goes. And this is mainly, of course, learning together. So basically, I heard that the Chabur was somewhere around, as I was told, the sugi of Shliach Nasa Eid. So I wanted to take the sugi of Shliach Nasa Eid. Of course, in it, we can go in two directions, looking at the sugi itself, or trying to develop out of it the yesodos of the dinim of shlichus, the foundations of shlichus. So I'm going to take the approach to try to build out of it the foundations. So I have there in footnote 1 looking at the sugi itself, which we might be able to get into a little bit later. So the Gemara people have read, right? So there you have a machlokas between Rav and Devei Rav Shela, whether a shliach that's appointed by a mishaleach can serve also as a witness to that which he is the shliach for. The Gemara brings two opinions. One is shliach nasei, one is ein shliach nasei. The explanation of each opinion is that for shliach nasei, that he's a lume koma limnulimil, say that he's better than a regular witness, right? Because since he's intimately involved with what's going on, he's actually better than a regular witness. Whereas the other side, that's initially Devei Rav Shila, says Ein Shlach Naseid. Why? Because he say we have the principle of Shlichu, Shlucho Shal Odom Kimoso, and that means Havalei Kigufe, that he becomes like the body of the Mishaleach, and therefore he cannot now serve as a shliach. The Gemara, yes.
I'm curious, we discussed the idea of shliach guvo is great when you're saying an extension of kinyanim and things like that.
Right.
But in here, it's an issue of nagia. It's like he's no gay to the dover. You know, how involved is he that he's going to be impartial? You know, he can't be.
Brilliant.
So here, I'm saying that's almost taking it to an extreme. Like, yeah, but he's not really the same person.
It's exactly right what you're saying. So that at the end of the day, in footnote 1, okay, we'll get to it. I don't know if we'll get to it at the end. I bring there a Tosfos, right, who discusses a similar sugi. The Gemara discusses on Bav Metzia Daf Tamid Tzadik Vav, discusses She'ila Bebalos. You know, everybody knows this halacha that if somebody lends himself out with his with what he's lending out, then we call that She'ila Bebalim, and then it's a patur for the person doing the borrowing. So there the Gemara discusses what happens if you yourself didn't do the she'ila, but it was she'ila through a shliach of the Baalim, right? Then there, that sugya also, if you look here, the Gilyonei Ashas, the Lekach Tov rather, says that it ties that sugya in as well. So I wasn't planning really to go into that. Tosfos there, if you read Tosfos carefully, it seems to imply or shows that really that the question doesn't really touch onto is there a din of shlucho kegufo of shlucho shodim kamoso or not? The avnei miluim then that I brought in, he goes into it more in detail, and there what he points out is exactly what you're saying. You can hold all of the yesodos of shlichus. Two people can hold it. The two sides can hold exactly the same thing. Here the shaila is not that. Here the shaila is how far does it go? So it doesn't it's certainly not saying the tzad that says shliach nase eid is not saying that we don't hold shlichus shalom kamoso. The Yerushalmi, I didn't bring it here, that might be taken to say that, but it's very difficult to say such a thing. The Yerushalmi seems to say that they're debating shlichus shalom kamoso or not kamoso, but it's more likely that Yerushalmi is saying what you're saying. Is it shlichus shalom kamoso, like it was all the way to the nth degree, or less than that? right? And once you give your explanation, that's why I put it in the footnote, the whole, everything falls off. Then you're not it's not really a debate anymore about shlichus. It's a debate about what's the meaning of a baal dover. It is whatever shulchan aruch adam does, whatever it accomplishes, is that enough to make a person a baal dover? Or is it not enough to make a person a baal dover? That's, to me, I believe, could be very much the basic meaning of the Gemara's here. So that's why I didn't go into looking into exactly for this reason. For Shliach Na'aseh, because I think it's a bit of a red herring that it's really telling us something about Shlichos. I think it's more telling us about who's considered a Baal Dov or not. And then the same thing with Baal Avimo. It's telling us for that halakha, that specific halakha of Baal Avimo, the Shlucho Sha'adim Kamosa, which everyone can agree on what that means, does it fit that bill? And the same thing for Afaras Nedarim, which is the other sugya that's brought up in the Gilyon HaShas, also by the Or Sameach way out here. So the question becomes not what's the meaning of Shulchan Aruch Adam Kamoso. That's one way to look at it, that it's really talking about what's the meaning of Shulchan Aruch Adam Kamoso. And the Or Sameach says it, so I don't want to say that. But the other way to look at it is it's not talking about everyone agrees what Shulchan Aruch Adam Kamoso means. But does that fit the bill for Baal of, for the Baal in Afaras Nedarim? Is that an intimate enough relationship to fit that or not? So you can go in one of those two ways, and whichever way you're going to go, it's going to have hashlachos as to is there a debate here about Shalom Kamos or not. But we're going the other way, so we're taking it the way that the Or Sameach takes the Gemara. Right? He ties this question. The Or Sameach is discussing a famous Rambam, which we're not going to discuss right now, but we might come into later, where the Rambam says that if a get is sent, right? If a Baal says to write and to deliver a get, right? Kisvut nu. And then he becomes a shot, he's nishtate, right? What's the status then of the get, if the shliach would go actually deliver the get? So from the Rambam, it's clear his lashon, even though it's a diuk in the Rambam, but it seems to be fairly clear, most of the achronim take it that way, that in his lashon, that get is pasul min darabanan, meaning that deoraisa, the shlich who survives, it would be a good get, but derabanan, the get is possible because it's going to. People will say, that's what the Ketos explains, that people will say that actually I found another Rishon, there I put in note one also, that the Tosfos Riya Zaken says it clearly, that you shouldn't say that a get can be given by a shoter, right? So since to avoid that problem, so they said the get's possible. Then the tourist quoted as being on the other side, that the tour holds that get is pasul midoraisa, right? And that the shlichus itself can't survive. So the Or Sameach discusses that machlo, because the Ketos discusses it well and seems to be going in the same way. That can be debated, but seems to be going in the same way as the Or Sameach, that he wants to tie it in to this question, the hakira that they want to make, which is the same hakira that the Or Sameach applies to whether Shliach Na'aseh Eid or Ein Shliach Na'aseh, different than what you were trying to say, saying it is a question of Shlichus that's being debated here. And then the Lekach Tov ties it into the Gemara also in Bom Metziah Tzadik Vav, and both of them tie it into the Gemara about Hafaras Nedarim. So then you would have three Gemaras that discuss it. Our Gemara about Shliach Na'aseh Eid, the Gemara about Baal of Imo with regard to Shlichus, and the Gemara with regard to Hafaras Nedarim, with regard to setting up an apotropos to be made for Nedarim. So in all those, what the Or Sameach basically sets up, if you look inside on page 1 of the Makaros, he sets up that, and the way I'm going to do it, I'll read just a little bit of the Makaros. So if you need something extendedly read, then maybe we'll ask someone to do it. Right? Dirak ha-pa'ula shel ha-shliach have ki'ilu pol ha-meshaleach, meaning that what is shlichus? Is it that we just view the maise as being attributable, as being as if the meshaleach did it, right? Or, skipping to our end line again, shameshaleach hu osa hashliach kibuchu, that the meaning of shlichus is that the meshaleach is now making the shliach into an embodiment of himself, right? So I'm setting up these terms, I haven't seen them anywhere else, so I guess they're my terms. Hisyachsus is shlichus, an attribution, that we're attributing the act of the shliach to the mishaleach, and within that there would be, of course, two possibilities, that we still consider it the act of the mishaleach, or we consider it the act of the shliach, but we'll leave that aside, that would also be, then have a question of nafkaminus, or is it a hisgamus, or hitgamut, is it that the shliach now comes to embody the Meshaleach himself. So they want to say that this machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur would be around, would go around this particular chakir. But if you view them as hitgamus, then once you set up the shliach, then he's you. He's the meshalech. He's running on his own. So if the physical meshalech is nishtatet, fine, he's nishtatet. He's walking around. He's personified. He's embodied by the shliach, and he's able to carry out the shlichus. The shlichus can midoraisa. The shlichus can survive even nishtatet meshalech. But if you view the shliach just as a hityachsut, that he's some kind of an instrument, if you like, it's like a long-range, remote control guy that the meshaleach is running, then if the one who's running the remote control is nishtate, then the process falls apart and is no good. So this is what the Or Sameach says, and the exact same thing is said by the said here by the Lekach Tov, right? So it's the first Lekach Tov, Aleph Aleph, right, where he says again. He ties it into the machlokis of Rav Shila and Rav, right? Where I underline that Rav Shila holds that shliach neshat kiguf hameshalech, or the side that holds shliach ain't shliach nasa eight, holds that shliach neshat kiguf hameshalech, mikin hu atzmo habalim, or shemaseu mityacheset lemeshalech, or we view it that it's an attribution of the action of the meshalech, of the shliach to the meshalech, or, which is the same thing, just in a little bit different way, as we said, shemo elisavor meshalech, that it's not literally the action of the meshalech, it's the action of the shliach, and that would have important ramifications to it, but it remains the action of the shliach, but it's attributed to the meshalech.
Right.
Meaning,
you know what? I don't want to sell the gate again.
Right.
Right? After the year, the rally gate also.
Right.
But the shliach cannot do that. Doing kiddushin, you can say, I cannot do kiddushin. So, there's only kiddushin, I can say the shliach is exactly like the...
Very nice. Hold on. Right? We're going in your direction, I believe. Right? So what you want to do is you want to set up a new chakira, which I'm for. You want to set up a chakira that... If we're going to take these two principles, hiskalmus, if you'll accept them, versus hisyachsus, you want to say that kiddushin might be hisyachsus, but shliach for gerushin has to be something different, right? Yes. So the fact is that if you look at, I didn't bring that here because it was not relevant to the shir, but if you look in the Mordechai, right? It's I'll say it in English. It's 505, whatever the tough kuf hey. In the Mordechai, if you look there, he quotes the Kaddush of Radosh, Kaddush of Darosh. Sorry, yeah, the Kaddush of Darosh, and there he makes a chilek like you're saying between kiddushin. He's talking about shliach ose shliach, and he makes a chilek similar to what you're saying between kiddushin and gerushin. Right.
Yeah. So they're basing it on like a din almost. The shliach, like how far is it? But the Gemara seems to be going apisvara almost. Apisvara, it doesn't make a difference. Like, even if I want to say the guy's literally kagufu, he's 100% like you, but that means he's going to give false testimony, but that means he's going to be so no, he's not really no gaya though. He's still out. The problem is that he's not going to be able to give it a clear perspective of what's going on.
Right.
So of course, but it doesn't necessarily, so Karim is exerting the cost.
So that's where it's just...
This is Russia, is it? He brings the right, Moshe and Aaron, the possible leaders, even though there's absolutely no shash m'shaker.
Right, you don't necessarily need that. Baldover can't, so the question is, does he reach that level?
It's like a Baldover.
Yeah. Which again, you could see how in, if you're embodying the shliach, not because he's literally, I'm trying to get away from that, he's literally like him, but he is the eight, he is doing it. It's not that he's a tool, you know what I'm saying? All right, so... Fine. So we have that set up. So what we have then is we have a chiluk, right, between the Tur and the Rambam that's set up here is to be a machlokas in the Gemara, right, between the side that says shliach nasei and ain shliach nasei, where we have again a chakira of two different types of shlichus. Shlichus as hityachsut, as an attribution, or shlichus as his hitgamus, which is an embodiment. And we'll see that at least a chakira like that, a chiluk like that, is already to be found in the Rishonim. It's not all the Achronim discussing it, but it's actually found in the Rishonim, that there may be two different types of shlichus, and in some place, one type of shlichus might apply, in another place, another type of shlichus might apply. The point of the shir, I want to move it along, is to get beyond this chakir of his kabbalus and his yafdus. I don't think that really is a development further that we need to get to that captures it better. Then I'm going to say something a tiny bit controversial, and then we'll see how it goes.
So okay. You're saying now, so when the Gemara says hilchos shlichus nase eid, it's not being kaveh that the din shlichus is always the din of his yafdus.
Right.
You
might take the Gemara that way, right? But the Rivash doesn't.
But you're saying from the Rivash, so now we want to say so the hilchos shlichus nase eid is limited to specific cases.
Right, or it could be that there's a side that holds not that way. That even the Rivash can hold what he holds, right? But it could be that when an Amora holds it, that there's only one or the other view. I mean, you have that problem even just going to Yerushalayim. Says the Rambam and the Torah are arguing in something that the Gemara is arguing. So it's obviously both sides can't agree to that, right? Because somebody has to come out with halacha, right? So it's always true when you're trying to make these kind of hakir. So at the end of the day, you'll have to decide the Rivash, if you look inside, we'll see that he's saying that the two seem to exist. And he says it like this. He says, he was asked this very complicated question. The question goes on for like two pages about people who represented Jews in the city and they act as shlichim and how that works and so on. But it's basically a question of shliach osi shliach. Can the shliach be empowered to go and appoint another shliach? You can easily see how that could be tied to our chakira. What is the shliach? Is he simply the tool of the mishaleach, right? Or is he now someone who embodies the mishaleach, has the authority of the mishaleach, and so on? Okay. So the Rivash says, Shebechol Torah kula shliach ose shliach, right? So he says, look, that's the halacha. Shliach ose shliach. The shliach can make a shliach. Afa gavdolo pirish lo abal davar, even though the mishaleach didn't say so. The midi delekha kveda, obviously not in something where it's clear that the mishaleach would be against it. Velo havi mili, and it's not a case of mili lo mimshon l'shliach. Another sugya that we might get into, but not today. The Kavan, the Islan, Hachi, the Gerushin. See, as we learn it from Gerushin, where do you see it clearly in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Vishilcha, right? Milamit Shashliach, Ose Shliach. So it's Vishilach, Vishilcha. Then the Gemara learns from there, Shashliach, Ose Shliach. Hachi Nami Amrinam, Vimili Achorini, Mishum di Alfinam, the Gerushin. We learn it from Gerushin. We have a God, the Chibaino, and the Mela, Possum, Kidushim, the Gerushin. So then he says, how can you learn? This is not relevant to us so much, so we'll skip it, but he asked this question. What are you telling me that I learned at Shliach Hose Shliach from Gerushin? How can you learn a general halacha from the Shlichus by Gerushin? The Gemara piles on all kinds of questions. It says it's Chol, the Gemara says that it's Baal Korcha, right? It says that it's a unique thing, Gerushin. You can't just extrapolate out from it a law of Shlichus, right? That Shliach Hose Shliach. So he gives an answer. He says, no, wait. Once the Gemara finishes all its limudim, and we have our three sources for shlichus, or two sources for shlichus, Gerish and Truma, and the Kiddushin, now what we're saying is they can all learn backwards and forwards from each other. Once we establish it is a general law of shlichus, what we're saying is that there's nothing unique about Truma. There's nothing unique about Korban Pesach. There's nothing unique about Truma, and therefore a halacha that the Torah gives you over in one is applicable to the other. That's his first answer. We care about the second answer. Rivash says, "V'odiy shlomer b'derech acheres." He says, "Let's go in another way, right?" The chiyalfin on shluchos ha'adam kemosu. Does everybody see that? V'odiy shlomer by the five. B'dichsiv v'pesach, because it says by korban pesach, v'shochut also kol kadas Yisrael kemosu mamishelfin. He's saying, "Wait a second. The shlichus by pesach that we learn is different. This is something like what Rabbi Admon was trying to say by kiddushin and gerushin. He's saying it by gerushin now and pesach." They represent two different types of shlichus. Pesach is kemoso mamish. What that's coming to do is that's telling you that the person who does the shechita embodies the person who sends him to do the shlichu. That's for sure this kind of embodiment. We're saying that by doing the shechita of the korban pesach, it's as if the meshaleach did the shechita of the korban pesach. So that is a form of embodiment. There, it's shlucho shel adam kemoso, and meaning kemoso mamish, not to have to be taken. Against what you're saying, right? Shaharei koro hashliach b'shem kolakol. V'imkein hashliach kibalim legomri. Here the shliach is personified, embodies the balim. U'begerushin, but looking at gerushin, the lo koro hashliach b'shem abal. The shliach is not called the bal. Ela shariba kosov mi v'shilach. The Torah learns from the word v'shilach shabal yochel lagarish, that al yidei shliach, that the baal can now go and do a gerushin through a shliach, and if the shliach does it, it's attributed back to him. It's the rich ribui achuin alomar shashliach osa shliach. He says now we need a pasuk to teach me that a shliach osa shliach. He's saying that by the Korban Pesach, so there it's clear that what the Torah is coming to teach us is that by Korban Pesach there's a din of kimoso. However that would operate, it's as if there's an embodiment. The shlichus there represents, it's a track that represents his galmus. But
why? What's the happen to say? Just say.
Because what's going on? He's not doing, there's no chalos.
Your ma'aseh shechita,
right.
Your ma'aseh shechita is mishayach back to me.
No. But he's saying that that's exactly right. But what he's saying is, what he's saying is that there's a difference between the two in the sense that in the first case, right, it's I don't need the shlichus to make it as if I myself did it. Here, the shlichus has to be as if I myself did it.
Here being
by the Korban Pesach. Has to make it that it's as if he himself does it.
You're saying there's a
by the gerushin.
Because of the pasuk.
What?
Are you asking about are you saying there's a spirit to this chuk, or he's just saying because the pasuk happens to
be? Yes, because the Torah because this is like a mitzvah shibagufa, if you like. That's what he's saying. He's saying that here's the Torah says you have to do shechita, so now you have to go and do the shechita. How is it that you're able to do it? So don't tell me shechita from gerushin. Gerushin only empowers me to authorize someone to go do a business deal for me. You can't say from there that it's as if I did it. He's saying what's the new thing that we learn from Korban Pesach. What we learn from there is that Shlucho Shalom Kemoso Mamish, that it's as if I did the Torah says
I'm not understanding your side of the chapter, because basically the difference between me shechting it myself and me sending a shliach is that
by his yachsos we're saying is that
you did the shechita and it's like I did that maisa
shliach. What we're saying is that we attribute either the maisa literally, but we don't say that in all aspects now you've taken over authority for doing. We're saying that the mafil of the shliach is still the mishalech, so it comes back to attribute to him, right? But
right.
Still, the mafil of the shlichus is the mishalech. We're not saying that the
and how do you know that that's not going to be enough for Korban? What do you see from the pasuk? So everybody in Christ has to do a Maisa Shechita. So now comes along the Chiddush Shechita says that your Maisa Shechita is Mishach is back to
Mishach. So you asked a question on the Rivash, which I don't disagree with. Right. I don't disagree.
I just don't know what the right even from the Rivash.
I think he's being Medayek in the Gemara that the Gemara first says by Shlichus Minolon, right? It says, how do we know there's a concept of Shlichus? So then it learns it from Gerish or from Truma. But then it says, how do I know Shlucho Shaldom Kaboso? That it's learning from Korban Pesach. So if you're Medayek, I'm not saying that it holds up 100%, but if you're Medayek that, then that's what he's saying is being added. That from Shlichus, I wouldn't learn this Kemoso. I learned Kemoso only from the Korban Pesach. It's logical to say that you learn about a Korban Pesach, but I agree with you.
Maybe a better definition of what we're saying now is, so Shlichus Minolan is, how do we know that you can do a Maisa, I can make you a Shlich, you can do a Maisa, and the Kaitzal, the Maisa, will be credited to me.
Right.
As opposed to the Maisa itself. That's the difference.
Good. I can accept that.
Right. So here, where the Maisa itself has to be done, not the outcome of the Maisa, by Gerishin, I have to be Megarish the Isha. She has to be Makau to get to her. By Truma, there has to be a Hafrosh.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be the case that I have to do it, as opposed to Korban Pesach with the Chiddush now, that I have to do a Maisa Shechita.
Right, I can totally accept that. Right, I can.
So that's going to be there. So his
right.
Is that not the problem with Mishach is the Maisa back, because we can never even have the Maisa
exactly
back.
Exactly like
saw the Maisa,
which is exactly why the Lekach Tov left those two options there. He was exactly. You guys are brilliant. I mean, that's exactly why. I was trying to say that he left those two options, because once you go so far as to say that we consider, if you take his Yachsus, so we consider the action to be the action of the Mishaleah, then what's the difference? You're right, then it becomes a hakira that I'm not sure where the difference is necessarily going to lie. I could bring you some, but it's not sure where it's going to lie. It's much sharper hakira, that's what you're saying. You're saying the Rebush might be saying that. That much sharper hakira, we say that one of the differences, one of the nafkaminas between his yachis and his gamus would be who is doing the action? Is it the shliach that's doing the action, or is it the meshaleach that's doing the action? So, for example, they ask the question of who has to own the baal has to own the paper to get this ribbon. So, whose paper does that have to be? The shliach's paper or the baal's? So, all those things, a whole list. I was hoping to do that in the next year, perhaps, to go through if people are interested in this particular hakira. I'm trying to get beyond this hakira because I don't think this hakira is where we want to be anyway. So, but I hear. I want to get to where we want to be, and the way I want to get there is through the most famous read around, right, that probably everybody has read already, but we'll read again on page 4. So that's the Tosfos read by in Kiddushin, where he asked the famous question that on the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, he asked the Shaila, Yesh Makshim, we're on page 4 at the top. And does anybody else want to read it? I'm open to...
Can I just ask very quickly?
Sure.
I didn't understand the rebuttal. Which one was he saying was the rule? Is that a chalik between Pesach and Kiddushin?
No, he's saying both. He's saying that Gerushin teaches you one thing, and from Gerushin alone, right, and then he's saying Pesach teaches you another aspect of Shlichus, but happens to be that by Gerushin you also have a concept of Shliach Ose Shliach because of Xeris HaKazim. Why didn't Xeris HaKazim just put it all together? He's going not like his first answer where once I know everything that I apply from here to here and from, he's saying no. He's saying Shlichus offers you one track. Gerushin offers you one track. He's saying that Korban Pesach offers you another track, and I wouldn't know about Gerushin except that the Torah says that yes, you can still Shliach Ose Shliach. Right? And then once the Torah says Shlech Ose Shlech, I do believe you go somewhere else to say. That's because it's telling you in this way, it's like Korban Pesach. I think you would be saying that, but I can't think.
We wouldn't know about all other Shlichus.
Perhaps not. I don't know what the Rebush would say on that. He might say that you could extrapolate it further. I don't know. Once you have two.
You extrapolate Shlichus, but you don't know which type of Shlichus.
That's correct. And that's what you have to analyze now. Now it's not becomes this big machlokes. Some Rishonim are going to line up here. Some Rishonim are going to line up here. But it's that within, that's what Rabbi Edmond also tries to say, within any given Shlichus, you have to ask yourself, what's operating here? Right. And we're not going to totally get away from that idea. Although I'm going to, that's my little radical point, to try to get away from that idea also, to an extent. So, the Tosfos read says, anybody want to read it or should I just read it? It says, Yesh Makshim, Im came the Chol Dvar Mitzvah Yol HaShliach, right? V'yomadam L'chaber Shev B'suk Avuri, Hanach Tfilin B'Avuri, right? So he says, why can't, once you raise the issue of Shliach L'Dvar Avera, right? So why can't the Shliach then be for a mitzvah? Okay? Famous question, much written on it, not the real focus of the Shir, but understanding the Rid is the focus of the Shir. The Lav Mil, Sisha Mitzvah Shechivu Amakom Lasos Begufo, he says that the mitzvah that the Torah commands you to do with your body, Ha'ech Yifoter Al Yedei Shlichus, how can you fulfill that mitzvah through a Shliach? V'hu Lo Yasekum, and you're doing nothing. Bivade says, certainly, B'Geirushin, B'Kiddushin, Mahani Ki Hu Amigarish. Certainly by Geirushin, Kiddushin, who's doing the Geirushin? Of course it's the Baal. Below Ashliach. Shema Kotav Paget. What does it say in the get? That the Shliach's doing the divorcing the wife? Eloploni, Patris Plonis. B'chein Nami Aishal Amin Mekudash. Who's this woman going to be married to? Is Ahava Amin to say it's going to be married to the Shliach? I mean, are you kidding me? Kiim Lo. B'hi Ishto. B'chein B'Truma. Who knows in that Trum Pirosa? Whose fruit is now not Kevil anymore? B'chein B'Pesach. Who also? He's eating the Korban Pesach. B'al Shmo Yishchat. For him it was Shechted. Tell him build the sukkah. That's no problem. But who Yoshe by he himself, meaning the one who fulfills the mitzvah, sits in it. If his friend sits in it, the chain the lula betzitzis v'chol hamitzvos and all mitzvos. The Rid says. What? Oh, that's a whole shiur. You want to have a shiur on Bismillah? We'll give it. That's a whole, I have to push that aside, because that's all. I was going to put a footnote, but the footnote turned into a whole shiur. So I'm going to put that aside, okay? But you'll be able to analyze, based on what we're doing now, what the views will be. So what's the usual explanation that's given for the Tosfos Read, at least in my opinion, so you don't have to accept the usual, is separating between, what is the Rid doing here? The Rid says that if it's a shibah gufo, you can't do. A mitzvah that's not shibah gufo, you can do. What is it that he's separating? Right? So, the usual explanation is, what you see in the Shot Marach or Zeru, Reb Chaim or Zeru, is that we separate between mitzvos shebetotzah, classical chakira, mitzvos where the Torah's goal is the result, versus mitzvahs, where the Torah's goal is that the mitzvah should be done, that the ma'isa mitzvah is what counts. I'm not going to read through the whole Shulchan Aruch or Zohar. You can read through it. The Kovet Shiurim explains him very nicely, the Aruch or Zohar, so I brought that here. But basically, that's what he's saying, and we can tie this now into what the Rid is saying. That what the Rid is saying is, look, by Gerushin, by Kiddushin, what's the point here? Is it the ma'isa mitzvah, or is it the Tutsah? Is it the pu'ul of the Kiddushin, or is it the Tutsah? The Tutsah is the woman should be married to you. The point of Gerushin is the woman should be divorced from you. That's the goal. That the parish shouldn't be tevel anymore. That's the goal. In those mitzvahs, you can appoint a shliach. But in a mitzvah, the Torah is makbid that the pu'ul will be done by you. So, where are you going to come that you'll be able to bring, you'll be able to have a shliach to do something like that? Okay, so says the Marach or Zeruah. Most, I would say, Acharonim learned the Rid in a similar fashion. That's what the Rid is getting. And I don't believe that to be true, so that's why I'm going to go forward. But go ahead. Yes.
No,
it's fine. Now, then there's an alternative approach, a very famous approach, that of the Ktsos, right? So the Ktsos makes this chilek. The Ktsos now sets up a new Chakira. Okay? So is it okay if I don't read all these inside? Because I want to make sure we get to the punchline. But I'm more than happy to sit and go through all of them. The Ktsos makes this chak. He rejects what the Tosos says based on the fact that we even have a Gemara. It talks about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Based on that, he says, we have to separate. Shlichus, it's something like Rabbi Silver was saying. When we say Shlichus Shalom Kamoso, what can it accomplish for me? So we understand that what is Shlichus Shalom Kamoso? That the Maiseh, however you want to go, his Kamus, his Yachsus, accrues to the Mishaleach. But that's only the Maiseh. When he brings a rush from the Dorim, who tries to explain why, even if I appoint a Shlech to do a Faris of the Dorim, that a Faris of the Dorim won't work, because the Torah requires a state where I'm Shomea, where the Baal rather is Shomea the Neder. He says, that can't be transferred. Right? Just like what Rabbi Zohar was saying. How far does Shulchan Shalom Kamosa go? It doesn't go so far as we say that when the Shliach hears, it's as if the Baal's hearing. Right? When the Shliach puts on tefillin, it's as if the Baal's put on tefillin. That far we don't go. Shlichus can create can fulfill a Maiseh. We can attribute a Maiseh to a Shliach, right? But it can give me the Mamad. It can't give me the status that I heard, I did, I went, whatever it is, I sat, I ate, none of those things can it do. Right? Good. So that's how the Ktsos answers it. Some want to tie that Chakira, again, here you're going to argue, but it's good, that someone tied a Chakira into our Hisyachsus, this is his Galmus, that the Reed holds from Hisyachsus. So he's holding his only an attribution. That's all there is here. So it's where the result can be attributed logically back to me, so I can have an attribution. Where not, the mice is not mine. The mice belongs to the shliach and the vision. Whereas the Ktsos takes some form of hiskalmus, a personification. All he's saying is exactly what Rabbi Silver said, which is personification, embodiment, whatever you want to say, great, but only so far. It can't be like you're literally standing. That far it doesn't go. It's enough to send the ma'aseh to say that it's as if I did the ma'aseh, that you represent me and you are me with regard to the ma'aseh. But to say that it's literally me, that far we don't go. You want to tie it into that? You don't want to? Both are okay. In the footnote, I bought the Or Sameach, right? Who has a different way of looking at the Rid. You can read that inside. In that note 7, I also put the Chasam Sofer, it's important to keep in mind, who seems to say something much different than the Rid. It's in a footnote on page 5. And that is, that what he's saying is that Shlichus really applies to all mitzvahs. The Rid seems to limit it greatly. He's saying it applies to all mitzvahs, unless you prove to me otherwise. But I don't want to get into that right now. Third approach. This is the approach now that hopefully till the end we'll be able to go. Is everybody, is this okay so far? Is this what you guys are looking for? So, now,
during the week, so we
could
talk to you more.
Please. Now I'm available, and I'll give out my website. Not my website. My email. Website I don't have yet. Baruch Hashem, a website I don't have yet. I'll tell you the other way. I'm building it. A third approach, and this is one that I think really is a development in ideas about shlichus, and that really captures what's going on here in the Gemara. So let's go into it. The Kovetz HaOros says, I don't know if everybody read the whole thing inside, but it's one of the most important Kovetz HaOros ever written. We might do a shiur just on that if you're interested, because that is one of the most important things ever written. He says, near the Yeshnei Mine Shlichus, I saw here the Shari Yosha says the same thing. I could actually get it online, but only PDF files, so I couldn't put it on here. Note, because it takes too much space. Hecha de below HaShlichus, he says, there's two types of Shlichus. Again, we're getting into two types. Hecha de below HaShlichus ain't a masiklu. Without shlichus, there's nothing. Kimo b'shliach legaresh, like a shliach to do gerushin. The ain other megaresh yeshus chaver. You have no bialus, you have no authority, you have no koach, you have no nothing to divorce your neighbor, your friend's wife. O b'shliach l'mkor, or by kinyonim. The ain other mocher dover she'ainu shalom. A person can't sell something that's not his. Below shlichus, without shlichus. So he's taking all these things where there's some chalos, right, where there's some status transformation, where I, as the owner, as the Baal, as the involved party, have the power to create the change in status, that's one type of shlichus, right? He says the other type of shlichus, hecha de guf ha-maise ein tzar shlichus. We don't need shlichus for the maise, think shchita. Kigon b'shlichus l'dvar averi. He uses the example shlichus l'dvar averi, same thing like murder. You don't need shlichus for murder. It's not that I have the authority to kill someone and say, go carry out my authority. And Basin might have that, and then it's a Shilovet. But now we're going into just a regular guy. He has no authority to murder someone. Here, all we're concerned about is the Maisa done by the Mishaleach? Does this fulfill, or does this lead to the Maisa being a Mishaleach? Similar to what we've been talking about until now, but we'll see a little bit different. Excuse me. Ubovin harishon, the below shlichus lo kol ha-maisa klal. The first way, if you don't have shlichus, then there's no chalos. There's nothing has happened here. There's no transformation of status. The davka balim yeshamakov. Only the balim have the power. Lif'ol chalos hadin. Blacher. Only they can create a chalos. Ela de kishu ose, but as opposed to shchita. But he's saying that by shchita, what happens? I appoint someone to go do shchita. Comes someone who holds that there's no din of shlichus shalom kaboso. And now he's going to say that the shchita is, the animal's not kosher. The animal's kosher, right? The animal's kosher. It's just that it doesn't accrue to me, right? But he's saying, so that's what he's saying, is that by the gerushin, if there's no shlichus, there's no gerushin. If there's no shlichus, there's no kiddushin. But by shchita, let's say, there is. Okay? El de kishuot shliach, hu moser koko la shliach. Fine. Okay? So, based on that, we want to now create two models of shlichus that are different than hisyachsus and hikavos. We're going to push those concepts out. They're somewhat related, but different. I'm calling them balus, which is an empowerment, a mesiras koach, versus balim, when you have a need for the balim to be doing the maise, which I'm calling, for better word, instrumental representation, that they represent them as the instrument. The terms used more in Lomdish, sort of I put in some English, I don't know how much English to put in, sometimes I find it helpful, if it's too much, you'll tell me, is Mesiras Koach versus the concept of Yad HaRichto. So Yad HaRichto is almost exactly like what we call Hisyachsus, right? That's the same. The Bialus, though, is a refinement. It's not saying, I don't care if he personifies all these questions, you know, personifies, doesn't, that's not the issue. The issue is, does the Mishaleach have halachic bialus ownership over this process? And that, the sign of it is that there's an actual chalos that occurs. There's a change in status. So what's the difference now between these shlichios, these two types of shlichus? Bialus can provide das. Das is the engine, is the fuel that is the fuel that creates a chalos. Right? Das, in effect, I would even define das as the capacity to create a chalos. That's what das really is. Whereas balim is more maisa-oriented, like shchita. We say the maisa is mityaches, is attributed to the thing, and it can provide kavana, or the concept of haskama, assent, but not das. It doesn't provide that. It can't achieve that. It doesn't achieve that. Right? The shliach requires das in this model, but not necessarily have any affinity to the mishaleach. We'll see more about that later. I don't want to get into that now. It's relatively, bialus is relatively independent. Meaning that here, in this shlichus, it's, I am empowering you, I'm giving my authority over to you, and you're now the actor. You're the one who's doing it. You have the power, the shliach, to go and do it. Therefore, you're independent. You're running on your own. If you want to think about the machlokas Rambam and Tor, that you're going on your own. And therefore, a shini kal is allowed because you can make decisions. You can decide that I have to, you can't go and marry another woman. That's too much. But if there's something, a condition or an issue or some or a place or whatever it is, you can, within parameters, make decisions. Not a shini gobel. Beetle here is easy because I gave you my authority. I retract back my authority. There's nothing, right? Even shalom b'fadam. But this idea here is that you're acting on the authority of the mishaleach. You have the samchus, the samchut, to act as the mishaleach. Right? To act on the authority of mishaleach. Whereas balim is the exact opposite, and there you're acting as if you were the mishaleach. That's what it provides. Something close to what the Rivash was saying. That by the Korban Pesach, I need that the baal be there. By Gerishin, I need that the authority be there to do the act of Gerishin. So you have these two models now of Shlichus.
How would that work with Inch Lichu Dvar Vera?
It does. Beautiful. Inch Lichu Dvar Vera is Baal. Perfect. Exactly so.
I'm saying,
right.
Plus,
no, yeah, no other way.
I'm saying even because we made a distinction if it's a din of, it's a din, it doesn't work, or if it's really just, it's a svar almost, like, really, there is, you should have.
Very nice. I'm going to hopefully talk about that next year. Very nice. Excellent. Great. Everybody here is great. So, they're all ahead of the game. So, there's nothing new here. You forgive me. I try.
No.
Okay, so, but
so
you
how
have.
How does this work remodeled by how far from Dar now?
By Hafaras Nedarim? I want to just go further and you'll
okay,
see.
Okay.
But by Hafaras Nedarim, the way that, in my opinion, it would work is that no matter how you looked at it, it's not going to make it, like the Rosh says, because
right,
even Balin doesn't have to provide Mamad. That chilik of the psos between mas and mamad applies to balim as well. That's what Rabbi Silver was saying. Even if I go all the way down the road and say that I take the balim model, I say it's as if the baal is standing there. That's for maisa still. Shlichus is a maisa d'kinyan, not for mamad. Like Rabbi Silver saying, like you had pointed out, and like the Rush points out. So we'll take it to the higher authority. Like the Rush points out, and everyone can accept that. But that's a great question. You know what I'm saying? Right. So. What?
If not that,
I'm saying that when
because
he's only an instrument. He doesn't have authority to act. It's as if I take a screwdriver, I'm screwing in the screw. So the screwdriver is going to make a decision as to how it's going to work. Or
what?
Shinui
Kal also
cannot
make because the other
Richter, the Balik cannot. He can't. Right. Shinui Kal prohibited. That means awesome.
Oh.
Right. Excellent. Beautiful. So that's exactly right. So now, what's the relationship? Can we go a little bit over so I get just to my punchline?
Yeah.
Or okay, just a tiny bit. So, what's the relationship between these two forms of shlichus? So here we want to look at a very, very important and famous Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara there is discussing why can't you make a tanai in chalitza? So that's a separate shiur in of itself. Why can't you, that goes back to the Kovetz Ha'aros, whoever read it, he discusses it nicely. Michdei kol tanai mehechum is, of says, where do we learn tanai from? Mitanai b'nei gadam b'nei Reuven, from the double tanai, right, that b'nei gadam b'nei Reuven made when they took over the other side of Eretz Yisrael, or other side of the Arden. To know the Efshel Kiyomai Dei Shliach Kihosav. So it has to be a tanai where you could fulfill the Maisa through a Shliach. Right, excuse me, it has to be an act where you can fulfill the Maisa through a Shliach. Then you can make a condition. Havi Tanai, Tanai, then it's a good Tanai. The Lo Efshel Kiyomai Dei Shliach Kihosav. But when you can't do it through a Shliach, like here by Chalitza, Lo Havi Tanai, you can't make a Tanai.
Where do you see B'nei Gad B'Reuven that can be done through Shliach? Where do we see that?
Because they, all the people sent shlichim, right? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't contract with every single person. Right, right.
A different ratio.
Yeah. Right. So the head of the shevet made the deal for everyone else.
Could the head of that shevet Reuven say, you know what? You know, Yehuda, you're going to fight for us instead. I'm going to point you to my shliach to go fight.
That was Moshe.
No. It's not
to
fight. In getting the land.
No,
it's the land.
Yeah.
Right. Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm so sorry. Right. Exactly.
Moshe
made Yeshua Shliach. That's right.
I don't think
you're right. I'm sorry. That is correct.
It's God, but it's like God. That's
right.
It's
conquering the land.
It's
the
return. It's God fighting. That's the tribe God.
No. But you right. So you could put Tanaim on the thing. Right.
But I'm saying that Tanaim was everything. More Kedushin and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The way we learn out Tanaim when we say Tanaim, God Reuven, it's referring to the actual Tanaim. If I go and conquer,
yeah, 100%.
So where do we see by that Tanaim That they could.
The whole process was done through a shliach.
No, the tanai is—it's a tanai in the kenyan of the
chayav. Right. The kenyan will be no good.
The condition you have to fulfill is going to fight. We're not talking about being able to go fight. We're talking about being able to be cut the kenyan of the land.
But you say any tanai that's going to be here, you need to be able to do it through shliach.
No, it's just like chalitza. So look at chalitza, for example. We're talking about making it tonight in chalitza, right?
Yeah, you're telling me this is the tonight here.
The tonight is in the Kenyan Haaretz. They're required. No, you can only cut. You're only going to get this Kenyan of every Yardi if you go do X.
You're not saying that the tanai can be kind to the shliach. You're only saying the post. They're saying that a process that you can do a shliach for, you can do a tanai for.
So what's
the connection?
I don't see where they're coming. They're not even related. I'm saying,
yeah, the process of gaining that part of Eretz Yisrael was done through a shliach, and you can therefore you can set. Tonight, that's a sign that it's a siman that you can send tonight. Not a sibo, a siman.
So we're not saying in terms of. We're not saying in terms of how to make it good tonight.
No,
we're saying how to become a lad for tonight.
Right, exactly. So here, the Tosfos already asked a question. What's the point of this gemara? What's the point here? So the Tosfos says the im tomar umas fariyesh kan. You have to tell me a sfari. You're saying that. If I can make a shliach, I can make a tanai in a process. If I can't make a shliach, then I can't make a tanai in a process. He says, Yeshka, what svar is here? The logam rinan mehasam ela le'inyan mashu svar. I can only learn from here that which is svaradin. Because this is not just kind of a straight thing Tosfos says. We don't learn that tanai, that conditions can only be put on land transactions. We don't learn that slavishly everything that applied in the tanai, they got it from the Aruba, applies to tanaim in general. So what is it about shlichus that shows us that it's a siman that you can put in tanai? It has to be a svar. The Yesh Lomar, Tosfos gives the svar. The Hainu Kaima, this is the reason why if I can put a shliach, if I can make a shliach, I can make a tanai. The whole Vamasik, Kol Kach Biyodo. What does shlichus show me? That I am in so control of this Maisa. I have balus, control, authority over this Maisa, Shiocha L'Kai Vayde Shliach, that I can now authorize a shliach to go and do it for me. Then I can make it tonight. What the shlichus is a sign of is that I have authority over the process. If I have authority over the process, now I can go and make it tonight because I have authority. I want to make conditions, I'll do it my way. I say this condition, good. Right? In shchit, I can't make conditions. I shech the animal individually. I say shech the animal on almanas. Meaningless. The animal shechted, it's good. I have no control.
I can make a shliach and shech.
No. We're saying not. You can make it for the korban pesach. Forget that. Right. That's exactly where we're going.
I can't make a shliach to shliach.
No, you can make a shliach, but it's not shlichus. I can make a shliach to go in and I don't know what, you know, pick up the newspaper for me, but it's not shlichus.
So isn't it?
You could use the word in Hebrew shaliach, but shlichus.
It doesn't have a lock.
Correct. Correct.
Have it for shliach.
Another shir. Okay, I see where we're going. We're going to have a shir on bris milah. It's beautiful. So here I'm not going to read the whole grach inside, but you'll see clearly that Reb Chaim makes this chiluk now. He says the chiluk din gerushin v'kiddushin v'chlitza ulishma. He separates between the din of gerushin and kiddushin. Those are chaluyos from chalitza and lishma, from doing chalitza or from the need for lishma. Let's say like in making tzitzis or in whatever, writing it again. The begerushin v'kiddushin tzorich da'as balin, that those are das-related processes. Those require that the doer have das, which I'm saying the ability, the capacity to make a chalus. Al etzam agerushin kiddushin. Mishum de'ikar kiddushin kiddushin nasei de'balim. Here, who does gerushin kiddushin? It's a human-driven thing. The baal owns the process. He controls it. He's doing it. It's not like shchita, right? He's just a cog in the wheel by shchita. Here, he's doing the process. The Heim Ha'osrim, he's making it osir. The Heim Ha'matirim, he's making it mutter. The Kain Tzarech Dakam, therefore you need das. You can't have an adult, that's talking about a cotton, you can't have an adult standing on top of him. Kevan the Heim Ba'atzman lo b'nei danim, they don't have das, children. But chalitza and lishma are different. They don't need das. They are like shchita, you don't need das. To do it. Rakabani, you only need kabani. You only need intention. You have to have the act connected to a human being. So you need intention to do the act. Intention can be supplied by an adult standing on top. But das, you either have it or you don't have
it. Isn't you're saying it's a din of kavana, not das?
That's what the Reb Chaim said. So we're just for now going to accept it. Right. You don't need das, he says. I believe it's true. You don't need das, you only need kavana. And kavana, we're interpreting as intent. That you have intent to do the act, and that connects you, we'll take the easiest approach towards kavana, it connects you to the act. Das is the capacity to really create that change.
Okay, but a child that we see, for example, he doesn't have das,
right.
And yet he can do...
Das occurs to Mark.
But I'm saying, but yet...
He can do these things because you have an adult standing on top of him. Right. He can have kavana given to him by an adult.
Right, but yet we always call him in a bardas.
Right.
That's the point.
That's the point.
That's the point.
So
he's not a bardas, but definitely he's not a bardas, yet it works. How does it work with cutting off
and we're in the last 2 minutes now because we won't do the hashlachot, the hashlachas. I'm saying Hebrew because I don't want to be politically incorrect. So let's do modern and Korach. So we have in chaluyos, what I'm calling again, I put in the English because I think it's important to keep my what I'm trying to say about it, a transformation of status in halacha. An object moves from one person to another, a woman becomes married, something like that. You have koach ha'odom processes, this is right out of that Kovitz ha'oros, and you have koach ha'maseh process. Koach ha'odom process are das driven. The maaseh is necessary, we're not saying not, but it's more, if you like, you can view it as symbolic. Some people would fall off the chair when I say that, so don't hurt. It's a catalyst. It somehow is the engine upon which the das can work. It concretizes. It shows that you're serious in your das, whatever you want to view it as. But it's secondary. It requires das. It's a din. It doesn't create mitzius necessarily. It creates mitzius for us, but it's not mitzius creating. It's a din, right? The odom here is the creator control of the process. And the examples are kedusha, gerusha, kinyana. Look at Koach HaMaaseh, the exact opposite. It requires Kavana. It's Maaseh driven. And the Adam is a technicality. You need the person to do an action, and he has to have Kavana to do the action. But he's a cog in the thing. Examples, Kiddushei Bia. He have a beautiful thing that the Rav Amiel points out, between Kiddushin, you know, by Kesef and Shtar and by Bia. Kiddushin is Koach HaMaaseh, right? Because you can't say the two people are living together, had Kiddushei Bia, and then, you know, that there's Tanayim in the process. Al-Manas, and if I don't come in a month, it's done. You're married. End of issue. It's a reality. It's a mitzvah that's created. Chalitza and Shechita. So Kovetz Haaretz is here. You guys can read it. Now we get to the punchline. It's the graph in the stencils. We used to call it the stencils. You guys still call it that? It's a Sofis al-Shas. Right? Okay, al-Shas, a Sofis. Here we have it. Hod lo mahani shlichos b'mitzvah. Now he's saying why? So the Ritz question. Why is there no shlichos b'mitzvah? In my opinion, this is the pshat in the Ritz. Not only is the Barak saying it, it's the pshat in the Ritz. The call my the mahani shlichus urakish amayel balim adav rashlichus. Shlichus applies only to koach ha'odom processes. Shlichus is only what we call balus, not balim. It's balus, right? The call amakor adin l'shal shlichus from gittin v'kiddusha v'truma. We learn shlichus from gittin, kiddusha, and truma. The sham hu balim adav rashlichus. He is the balim. It is a koach ha'odom process. So that's the Gemara in Ksuvis. It says something that's Leisa B'Tanai is Leisa B'Ksuvis. Is Leisa B'Shlichus. G'she'enu Yochol Lasnos, when he can't make a Tanai, Rayahu, it's a Simon. Shehu Lo Ba'alim Aladavar, that he doesn't have control.
You're saying Karim Pesach, therefore, is a Karim.
Let me go one step now further. So what I'm trying to say here is that as opposed to what the Kovetz Haaretz was saying, which is great, that you have two models of shlichus. You have what I call the balus, the empowerment model, and you have the baalim model. I'm trying now to build on this rach. I believe that it's defendable, and that's hopefully the subject of the next shir, if you guys want to see it, is that it's a two-layered model. Okay, that what the graph is setting up for us is that how does shlichus work? Shlichus is in its essence, shlichus, and here it might be meduyak in the Gemara, shlichus minon, where is shlichus from? Gerish and kiddushin and so on. Shlichus from kamoso? Now that's another issue. So here we have that you have the first layer of shlichus is empowerment. The besiras koach. It applies to koach ha'odom processes only. It requires das, and the shliach gives das. Right? The shliach requires das. And all the other things we say. You're acting on the authority of the mishlach. That's shlichus. That is shlichus. End of issue. Then, when you go to the, when you go now, once you have that, then we have a din of shulchus shaldon kamoso. We have a second layer, a subordinate layer in shlichus. that the shliach can also, it can be accrued to you, the maise of the shlichus as well, yada richta. When you have bailus, then you can have balim. But you don't have balim alone without it. Yes, we had it in word and discussed. Ancient of Baravera, the Graf himself here says in that piece, if I didn't want to type the whole thing, he says, because Xeris HaKosov taught, the Shammai learned the Xeris HaKosov, but sans Xeris HaKosov, you couldn't, never would come up. What? Shammai says that Yeshua and Barbe, Shammai himself. So he had Xeris HaKosov, that also Rakhtu Becher Bnei Amon, so fine. But what? Hillel would say what I'm saying. Is it a chalos? Is it a koach adam process? No, don't talk to you about shlichus. End of issue. Once you bring me a koach adam process, now I'm willing to talk to you about shlichus. And this, I believe, if you look further, is beduyak in the Rid, right? That the, why does the Rid say v'chein gula v'tzitzis v'chol ha-mitzvahs? What's that v'chol ha-mitzvahs? That Bechalam, it's exactly what we're saying. That's what the Rid is saying. The Rid is not saying Pa'ula versus Totsa, Maisa versus Mam at all. Maisa versus Mam might be true, but it's not what the Rid is saying. The Rid is saying mitzvos, 99% or 90% or whatever, don't have shlichus. Why don't they have shlichus? Because who? You're not who a Megarish. You're not who, right? It's not a question of the goof or not the goof. It's a question of are you a balus or not balus, right?
Why don't you
what? Oh, so that's what the Grach says. The Grach says that chalitza is like shkita, and that there are gemaras to bring that out. That even if you try to set it tonight, chalitza you fail. No. It's not a chalos that requires das. It's a ketanim can do it. We can have a whole shir. If I'm going to do that, kovet tzaros. Right. It's like, now you learned a new thing in chalitza. You learned the chalitza is not what you thought it was. You learned chalitza was like kiddushin. Now you learned the chalitza is like shkita. So if you set it tonight in chalitza, the chalitza is good. You can tell the guy. That's what the gemara is talking about. There. Tell the guy that we'll do it tonight. He makes chalitza, and then he makes chalitza. He doesn't get what the Tanai says, and the chalitza is good.
Yibum also.
Yibum for sure. Yeah, right? Mamar is another question. I mean, again, I have to look at everything. Right. So now I put it all together here on page 10 into a bigger model that you have some processes that are totsa only. Then you don't need shlichus, right? Making a market, tefilas kelim. All these things don't require shlichus at all. That's the famous Machaneh Ephraim, that a goy can do it and you can still say the bracha, because it's not a shliach. If it's just totsor related, if all the Torah cares about is if there be a parapet up on your roof, you have to have a Jew do it? No. A goy can go and do it. You fulfill the mitzvah. Don't even discuss shlichus there. Then you have the non-balus processes, the koach ha-maiseh processes, like tefillin, like chalitza, no shlichus, even though there's a chalos, but it's a koach ha-maiseh driven chalos, not a koach ha-adam. Then you have koach ha-adam, where the adam is the one who has bialus over the process. Then there are shtei dinim in shlichus. You have a track of koach of bialus, and then you get subordinately a track also of balim. I'll try to show examples right. We made the diuk already in the Gemara. The last little thing that we'll make is that the Gemara says by kodshim, the Gemara says that you have shulchus adam kamosa by kodshim, right? So it's by what? It's by korban pesach, and then the Gemara by shechita of korban pesach. The Gemara says, wait, kodshim is different. Kodshim is different. Why? Because it's yeshan b'machshava. What yeshan b'machshava is there by shechita? That's how you're learning it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says kodshim nami neu b'machshava. Rashi says also is machshava. Right? Gomar belibo lomar shor ze ola. He wants to be makdish dish shor. So sure. Harehu ola. So what is Rashi talking about there? What is Rashi talking about there? If you're going to say that what the Gemara is teaching, shukshon gemosas, din in shchita, then what difference does it make if the person can be, that hakdosha is a process that's quite hard? What difference does it make? But Rashi is exactly saying, I believe, what we're trying to say here. Kodshim is a koich adam process. Once I have a koach adam process, now the Gemara goes beyond geirushin, kiddushin, hakdosha, truma, all of these things that are koach adam process. So I have shlichus track A. That's all I would know. I would only know that I have shlichus that's bialus. How do I know shlichus that's bialus? Shlichus adam kemoso. That I know from that once I have kodshim, so I can do the korban as well. The shot on a yom tov, right? The Bialystok Rav also great. Thing very frequently ends up like Reb Chaim on these issues, does, I'll leave it at that. Then the next share I wanted to do, if this is good with you, is do Hashlochos. Now to go and see how this answers up problems, explains Gemara's answers up problems, everything along the way. So thanks. I'm going to ask if this question a second. Is this what you guys want? Right. Okay, so just again, it's, well.